Hare Krishna. Happy Gaur Purnima to everybody from Shridhar Mayapur. And I hope that wherever you are, you're also enjoying Gaur Purnima festival. We know that on this day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, who is Krishna himself, Radha, Krishna, Bhava, Jyoti, Bhava, Jyoti, Noni, Swarupam. He's Krishna himself, but he has Radha, Bhava, Jyoti. He has the bhav, the mood, and Radha, and the duty, the complexion of Srimati Radharani. But Krishna Swarupam, but he's Krishna himself. So make no mistake when we say that he's the Yuga avatar, when we say that he's an incarnation, these are just to refer to certain roles that he fulfills and so on, but he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's coming to do what no other incarnation has done before, and that is to distribute Krishna Prema. I would just like to now approach the topic of Gaur Purnima from the perspective of this extraordinary transcendental commodity that we all know called Krishna Prema, love of Krishna. And Krishna Prema is Krishna Shakti, Krishna's potency, is Ladini Shakti. And and of course the personification of that Ladini Shakti is Srimati Radharani. When Krishna appeared, he had wonderful loving exchanges with his devotees, his associates, and he shared with him the extraordinary mellows of love in different moods, and he showed the world what the ultimate goal of life was, because that was the purpose of his avatar, or that was the purpose of his incarnation. And Bhagavad Gita, he says, man mana mahava mad bhakto, just always think of me. Maya sakta mana parta, says, always be absorbed in love for me. However, as we know from the opinions that people have of Bhagavad Gita, no one really got the message. And Krishna was unhappy about that, that people didn't really understand that spontaneous love of God is really what pleases him, and that that's what is the topmost goal of life. And prema bhakti, or prema, is also not satisfied, because despite the fact that there were so many wonderful exchanges when Krishna was here with his associates, but there were so many other people who were left out. And prema, which always wants to expand and expand itself as a feature of its own swarup, as its own nature. It wants to increase. That's the nature of increase. It found that it couldn't increase in one direction. It could increase between Krishna and his associates, but not increase between others. It felt restricted. And therefore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, prema was able to really purnima. Gora, as I mentioned, is the color of love, and purnima refers to the full moon, but purna, that which is completely full, and the love of God is also prema ras, is also golden. Mahabhav has actually a gold color. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avatar, prema was able to inspire Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, by completely enveloping his body, to distribute prema not just to highly qualified devotees, advanced transcendentalists, but to anyone and everyone. Because one of the aspects of prema, which was not manifest in Krishna's avatar as freely, is that the more it's given, the more it increases. That's a sort of spiritual dynamic. We see, for instance, in material things, what's the nature of material? Say some object I have, I give half of it away, I've only got a half left. But with prema, if you give half of it away, theoretically, although again, if you gave half of it away, then you would have one and a half left. Just like if I had an object and I gave half of it away and I turned around, then I would have one and a half of it left. So it increases. Adidida chapter 7 explains how this takes place. So this is really, really extraordinarily wonderful. It's very wonderful how this transcendental potency or energy takes place and functions like this. And this makes purnima, this makes love of God actually full, complete, because not only given to the qualified, but given to the unqualified. Tapi, tapi. However, how's it given? Harinama udharilo. So what's the, just like if you want to give something, if you want to pour something in someone, you need to have a funnel. Now, what's the best funnel with which you can pour into people's hearts love of God? It's the funnel of the holy name. So harinama udharilo, therefore it's through the medium of chanting Krishna's names, which again is aminatva namanamino, which is non different than Krishna, therefore has the same potency to give prema, to facilitate the flow of prema. So prema then flows into the living entity. But in order to have that prema, then Vishaya Charya Seda Semajya Mukhe Bolu Varihari. Now you have to give up Vishaya, you have to give up sinful activities. In other words, you have to really chant. It's not the shadow of the name that gives that result, but it's the whole name. It's the pure name that gives that result. Therefore, people have to follow regulative principles, etc., etc. And by that, then the holy name will manifest. The holy name will manifest within the heart, real prema bhakti. Because if the holy name is chanted purely, the result of pure chanting is prema. Where is that holy name? Why don't we then have it? One way of giving something is if you give it in seed form. Just like if I want to give you a tree, a banyan tree, what will you do with a banyan tree? How do you carry it home? But if I give it, you a seed of a banyan tree or seeds, then you can plant them and grow it yourself. So this is the form, through the form of pure devotional service, sadhana bhakti, we have prema, and therefore prema, this is Gaur Purnima, prema is able to actually manifest itself, expand itself completely. It can expand itself in the hearts of all living entities. And where that prema is already there, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabanoi, it's already present within the heart, and it wants to make itself fuller by manifesting within your heart. Prema will become fuller. We just have to not stand in the way. We just not have to make this offensive chanting. We just have to get to this pure chanting. Then prema will be all that much more happy, and what will be the result? We will taste ecstasy because prema will be happy, and we will also be happy. So don't let's get in the way. Let that wonderful gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and prema bhakti really manifest within our hearts, and then it will really be a Gaur Purnima. Hare Krishna.